You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, we are lucky enough to be joined by Catherine Burnett, who is a screenwriter who's worked in television and film for more than 20 years.
This is true for my sins, yes.
You can tell I've taken that from your website, from your little promo.
Yeah, I was thinking I need to really update that.
Is it more than 20 years now?
I suspect it should say for over 20 years, but yes. Mm-hmm. I know my skin's really good for someone that's been in that industry for a long time, but hey, it's true.
So tell us about your 20 years. Tell us about your history working in film and television.
Well, primarily I've worked in television for a really long time as a screenwriter. So I worked on all sorts of shows, some of which would be familiar to people and some wouldn't. The horror about working in film and TV is that you do a lot of development. So you create a lot of things that never make it to screen. And anyone out there who has worked in film or television will know exactly what I'm talking about. So just the truncated version, first ever gig was writing links on Perfect Match. I bet anyone could remember that. It was like a dating show. And frankly, a chimpanzee could have done that job, but that was cool. They got me instead, yay. And that was my first ever TV gig. And then I just stayed on television for quite a long time, and I still work in TV for sure. And then around about 7 or 8 years ago, I moved more into film, and I do lots of script consulting and assessing, and I have a number of projects in various stages of development at the moment. And I also write theatre, so I've written a couple of plays. Also, I'm like a new fledgling playwright. I'm an old hand when it comes to the screen, but fledgling playwright.
What's it like making that transition from screen to theatre?
Quite challenging, actually. But I did the very sensible thing and I went to a course. So I went, you know, hello. I went, okay, I'm really experienced in screen, and I started writing plays, and I wrote a play and produced it, and it was great. And then I went, you know what, I saw this 1 year night course that Gary Henderson, who's a well-known New Zealand playwright, was running, and I went, I really don't have time to do that, but I'm just going to do it, and it was fantastic. So that was helped that transition significantly, and I went, oh, I see what I was doing wrong all that time.
Awesome. So as you kind of hinted at, you were running a course, Beginner's Guide to Screenwriting. Who is this course kind of aimed at? I mean, obviously it says beginners, but
yes,
who takes it?
Yes. So I run it a couple of times every year, and I've been running for around 5 years. So what I tend to get is people that are absolute beginners that have never, ever tried to write anything for the screen but are interested in doing it. I also get people who have tried and then struggled and gone, I don't understand why that's not working. And then I get people who are actually quite flash, that already are very successful in the film and television industry, but their area is acting, or their area is directing, or they're a DOP, or they're an editor, something like that. And so they go, well, I'm really good at that part, but I want to upskill in screenwriting. So I get a mix of those three types of people.
It definitely seems like an industry where you're benefited if you can work in lots of different facets of it, right? Like if you are an actor, you should be writing. And is that the case? It's not my industry, obviously.
I think that's just the New Zealand arts industry generally, isn't it? I think, but, and just about everybody I know does a bunch of stuff. Like we're just a nation of slashies, right? Because we kind of have to be. I think for actors in particular, being able to write is great because then you can write your own material, right? Which is awesome. You're not sitting around waiting for some foul screenwriter to write a part for you or whatever. So there's that, but I think it's not 100% necessary if you are someone that already works in a different field to be able to write. But I think lots of people just want to because they want to create their own work. So I quite often get directors who are really quite flash film directors that have had a bunch of films made, particularly short films, where they'll go, well, I love doing that, but I really want to write my own feature. And that's why they're there. So, and I also weirdly get a lot of people who are either they're journalists or they're novelists or they're writers already, but they're working in a different medium. So it really is a massive, big 2-day intensive of upskilling. But for really new people out there, don't be afraid. It's you're very well looked after.
And what would you say is the thing that people find most surprising when they take your course?
I think people that are really new to the whole idea of it are surprised by the fact that it's so different from writing for other mediums. So people often assume because they can watch a film means they can just sit down and write one. They don't realise that it has all these technical aspects to it. And that's one of the, on day one, session one, what we talk about is the fact that you're writing for an audiovisual medium, which is completely different than writing prose. Let me just give you a little example. And there's a whole lot of reasons why it's different. But if you sat down for, say you sat down and went, I'm going to write a short story, I'm going to write a novel, Alice, you went, right, I'm going to write that. You could just do it. And then when you've done it, it's done. You don't need anyone else. So film and TV is really collaborative, so there's that aspect to it. When you're writing for an audiovisual medium, what you tend to put down on paper are things that you can see and hear. And that's quite often a surprise for some people. They go, oh. So it's just the way you write it. It's what happens to it when you've finished writing it is also very different. There's all sorts of aspects that come into it, like budget. The fact that you're writing, you're putting onto paper something that the camera has to be able to see, which is just a little mental shift for a lot of people. I think often people who have written a lot of prose just, I can absolutely tell because I do a lot of script assessing. And so I've read hundreds and hundreds of scripts and I can really tell when someone is a poet or a novelist or a short story writer. I go, oh, there you are, novelising, I can see. So it's just, I guess, in really, really super short, it's just that it's a collaborative medium and that it's written for an audiovisual, is an audiovisual medium, which means it's written slightly differently and there are certain rules that you can't break around how they're put together.
Yeah, we were touching this on air, but off air, but I was saying, you know, when you go to school, you're introduced to so many different forms of writing. Mm. You do nonfiction, you do poems, you do short stories, but I feel like it's not often that people in a general education have ever written a script.
I think that's absolutely true. I think it's starting to change. I think media studies and English teachers that I've spoken to quite, again, will turn up at my course so they can upskill themselves on how to teach kids that want to do that. So I think there's some wriggle room and some people really, really want to do stuff for screen. So that is, but it's definitely not standard curriculum, absolutely. It tends to be somebody wants to go into that area. But yeah, I mean, even, you know, I used to work at South Seas Film and Television School, and even, and this was like years ago, and it may have changed, so I don't want to, you know, be besmirching anyone's reputation, but I found that they had me there as a screenwriting teacher, but it was just attached to everything else. It wasn't like a standalone, this is really important, unique course, which I found really interesting. But you're quite right, it's not something that really gets taught to people. I think people tend to lean towards it, and as I say, people often will, because they love movies, so they'll go, great, I can write that, and I love TV shows, so I'll write that. Not as easy as you might think, she says with a voice full of dread.
So that's kind of the nuts and bolts, but the last thing I want to touch on is I noticed on your business card that I just got, says you're a creativity coach.
Yes,
so there's also the bringing out of the creative ideas.
Absolutely. So just to touch on that, yes, as I said, Nation of Slashies. So I do a bunch of stuff. And so I write and I teach and I'm a creativity coach. And that is, I often work with individuals and helping them make their work better. Or I work with corporates or I work with companies about how they're brainstorming and how they can creative brain problem solve better. So that's what that's about. And it's... In the workshop that I'm doing, what I tend to do is bleed some of those concepts, like how to be really great at creative problem solving and how to make your work better and how to not go for the first idea, all of that stuff. I try to put that into all of the writing workshops that I do as well. And it's really easy and people really love it because not only am I talking at them for a million hours about the theory and how to do and what to do, I'm actually going, great, now let's do it. And so what I will quite often do is get people to come with an idea and start thinking about how they can flesh it out, make it better, make sure it's cinematic, which I didn't really touch on, but I meant to, in terms of some ideas are great for novels, terrible for film, and vice versa, etc.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, Catherine. So Beginner's Guide to Screenwriting is running 18th and 19th of February at Studio One in Ponsonby, and you can grab tickets from, I thought I wrote it down, but I seem to have lost it.
Oh, it's from Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.
Yes, you can find them there, or you can just go to my website and you'll see all the information you need on my website, and that's catherine-burnett.com.
Great. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.